This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, December 12. A great light. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 9. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatest of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. God provides an immediate follow-up to the passage we reflected on yesterday about choosing to live in utter darkness. Because of God's mercy, the gloom and hopelessness of consulting the dead will not be the final word on their lives. Instead, a light has dawned on them. Notice the unfolding impact of this great light. God's people will rejoice in ways that need all kinds of metaphors to describe. Their oppressors will lose their power. The very instruments of war used to control them will be destroyed. All of these signs point to freedom and new life that the people could not achieve on their own. The joyful hope of God's deliverance flows through this prophetic word. Further, God promises to do all of this through the birth of a child, whose rule will bring never-ending peace. Where death once tainted everything they saw, the people who are trapped in darkness will see God's flourishing kingdom coming into view. To make this certain, God decrees, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. During Advent, we remember how God started this rule of peace through the birth of Jesus Christ, and we look forward to the day when God will bring us into the fullness of this vision. Pray with me. God, thank you for bringing your kingdom of peace through Jesus Christ. In your continued mercy, please shine your great light on all who live in darkness, apart from you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.